From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. This week, a report by the Organization of American States said Venezuela was guilty of crimes against humanity. Venezuela's regime promised today to release some of its political prisoners. 2 weeks ago, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro won re-election in a vote widely considered a sham. This week, an OAS panel called out Maduro's authoritarian socialist regime for crimes against humanity. Those include holding some 400 political prisoners. Maduro now says he'll grant conditional release to 39 of those political opponents, including Daniel Ceballos, the former mayor of the city of San Cristobal on Venezuela's western border. Maduro called the releases a reconciliation gesture, but noticeably missing from the list is opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez. His imprisonment has become an international cause célèbre. Critics say Maduro is just making a bid to ease growing international pressure on his regime, such as tightened U.S. economic sanctions. Earlier this week, he also released a U.S. citizen, Joshua Holt, who'd been in a Caracas jail for 2 years on highly questionable espionage charges. Thanks largely to years of mismanagement by the socialists, Venezuela is suffering the world's worst economic collapse today. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.